It's genius, really.
He sounded almost respectful.
It's taken Max Hagen years to set it up, and he won't risk it unless we make it worth his while.
And you've met Max Hagen? Used his network?
No to both. But he and I have conducted business.
Just what have you...
It's him you need to know about right now,
Tree said sternly.
I mean it, Lannery. I like you. I have shadows in my past, and I'm sure Dan Powell suggested that to you. But Max Hagen isn't someone to fool with. He's the real deal. A maniac. A monster.
They had crossed a stinking, polluted canal on a rickety bridge, and were now in District 6. At its far end stood the rock and metal tower that acted as Greenwood Station's central buttress. Every gigantic spine of the immense dome curving back and down from the tower's pinnacle. At ground level, it was so wide that it would take half a morning to walk around, and its top was hidden within a haze of smoke and steam. Craft buzzed to and from the tower, both airships and powered vessels. There was even some green up there, Lannery noticed. Garden balconies overflowed, and all across District 6, petals and leaves were crushed into the pavement by countless feet. It was as if those in the tower teased the rest of the dome with what they had. District 6 itself was a mix of large factory buildings, storage warehouses, contained outdoor parks for larger produce. Lannery had seen a large area half filled with ranks of ground assault vehicles of various shapes and sizes, and a network of squares around which hunkered accommodation and administration towers. The squares bustled with people going to and from work, and the largest housed a huge market where workers spent their pay. They were closing in on that square now, a huge factory belching and thundering to their left, a soot-smothered five-story office building to their right. Lannery wondered how people managed to live and work in such a place. But she knew that many did not have a choice. People were born and died on Nox, their lives mapped out from beginning to end. Most earned just enough to survive in one of the domes, sometimes affording a few luxuries from time to time. But to leave the planet would cost more than most could ever save in a lifetime. No doubt the corporations liked it that way. Lannery looked up at the high dome, barely visible above them, and the noisy, stinking factory to their left. Dale could be anywhere here. She felt a rush of urgency, not only to catch him, but to see him again. I've dealt with monsters before, Lannery said.
Yeah, and fought them, I'll bet. But Max Hagen is a monster with brains. 4 years ago, he was crossed by a family from Volkhaus on Chicauqua. They'd bought some information from him that helped them establish a production base in Crystal City, a dome 800 kilometers south of here. Then they refused to pay. Killed three of his messengers, and withdrew to Chicauqua with all their business gains intact. They paused as a train approached, and moved to one side, letting the massive transport trundle by along its tracks in the middle of the road. So, this is a tale of revenge, and what terrible retribution he brought down on them, Lannery said. She knew what to expect. Her previous visit to Nox had been brief, but she knew people like Max Hagen. She'd met them all over the system.
In a way, Tree said. It took him a while, but he conspired to initiate a feud in Crystal City, and that resulted in a skirmish that left 3,000 dead. Wiped out the Volk family's entire network on Nox, and there was no link whatsoever to Max Hagen. He wasn't interested in ego or in anyone knowing it was he who caused it. He didn't want infamy. He just wanted revenge.
Yet infamy is his. Tree shrugged.
These things become known.
A sharp mind, then.
Sharp and brutal. The 3,000 included many children. I doubt he had trouble sleeping that night.
So he makes all his money from information?
The best way there is to make money.
Tree gestured around them at the buildings, the air hazy despite the air treatment units drifting and thundering around the dome's massive airspace.
This is all fleeting, constantly assaulted by the atmosphere. Or it can be destroyed, as we saw on the way in. Information is eternal, and that's where Max Hagen places his faith.
So is the Force, Lannery said. I'll put my faith in that.
My faith is here, Tree said, touched the bulge of his blaster on his belt.
Imported water, Lannery said. Seems ironic that he deals in something that represents purity.
Good cover, Tree said. And I don't know about you, but I could do with a drink.
They moved on, and soon, District 6's huge central square came into view in a shallow valley. It was a sea of movement, and for a moment, looking down into it, Lannery felt queasy. Countless people swarmed and swirled. Market stalls and more impressive structures strove to take their money from them. The smells of cooking mixed with the dome's manufacturing stenches and made her stomach turn. Somewhere down there, the head of the network, and perhaps her way to Dale. Lannery led the way down a gentle slope and into the melee. In the end, Max Haugen was easy to find. Perhaps he believed that concealment would make him seem more suspicious, or maybe he was simply too confident to hide. He was certainly one of the most unobtrusive men Lannery had ever seen.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's him, Tree said, frowning.
They were standing in a food stall, mounds of root vegetables and racks of curing meat all around. Across the wide walkway from them was a water stall. That's all it sold, water in various container sizes. The sign above the stall exhorted, "The finest water imported from Kalamar, certificate of authenticity available to those who doubt." The man standing behind the stall talking with a family of human workers was short and fat. His dark skin wrinkled with laughter lines, and the few remaining tufts of white hair on his scalp gave him a comic appearance. His eyes were filled with good humor, and with just a few words he had the family laughing along with him. "It is," Lannery said. He has four people around him. The Nogri at the lizard fighting pit along the way, three stalls away. That tattooed woman selling fate readings we passed 100 paces back. And up in the buildings around the square, one sniper with a blast rifle and another with a rocket. All watching.
"You Jedi,"
Tree said, but he could not hide his admiration. "Best not use that word here. So let's buy some water." They waited behind the family, and after they left, Lannery smiled at Max Haugen and approached the stall. She kept herself sharp, reaching out with her force senses to those hidden guards she had already recognized. The last thing she would do was let Max Haugen's appearance deceive her.
"Ah," Max Haugen said when he saw Tree. "What brings you here, Tree Sauna?"
Tree could not hide his surprise.